Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line this morning is Mr. Brian Sekotlo, Head of Electricity Pricing and Tariffs at National Energy Regulator of South Africa. Brian, a very, very good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. I apologize in advance for our very ill-behaved listeners. They honestly, sometimes I just wonder about them, so I do apologize in advance.
No problem, sir. We can go ahead.
All right. So I suppose you are used to it. So can you explain to us, because we've been trying to figure out this concept of Eskom introducing this connection fee almost, and then charging separately for both the connection fee and usage. The result is often that people who are trying to be responsible using solar, etc., are going to be penalized to some extent. Can you take us through that, the thinking here?
Yeah, first let me just say that that has not yet been approved by the National Energy Regulator.
Okay, good.
It is still something that is being consulted on. In fact, Eskom had made a retail plan submission to NERSA late last year. We took that for consultation. Yes, part of it was that they were going to introduce that demand charge for those people that are connecting maybe on small scale generators, so that those people actually it's more of a backup kind of charge, because what then happens is that the person would have maybe a rooftop solar panel on their roof, but those people would also need some backup from Eskom, because what may happen is that on rainy days they may not be able to access or maybe have energy coming from the sun. So they need some kind of a backup from Eskom. And therefore, Eskom then says that because I'm providing that backup, you've got to pay for that infrastructure. It does not include the energy charge. It only includes the infrastructure. So on the days that maybe then we have to supply you with electricity, we'll have to then charge you both the demand charge for the infrastructure, but also we have to charge you the energy charge for that particular period. But on those days that you are not taking any electricity from us as Eskom, then we will have to only charge you the infrastructure cost, because we have to build that infrastructure for you. So that is the argument that Eskom is bringing.
Right.
So yes, the other side of the argument is that it discourages people going on and building their own or going off grid, because people also want to go off grid so that they've got sufficient security.
Right.
And one of the reasons that NERSA actually took it back to Eskom is exactly because of that, because we want to encourage people, especially with the energy crisis that we are having in the country, where we've seen a lot of load shedding because of Eskom not being able to provide sufficient energy to its customers. So we are saying that people have got to be given a right to then to say, let me then have something that I can hold on in case that Eskom is not able to supply me. So there is those two kind of
And that's, I think, the frustration that people have, is they're saying, look, we probably wouldn't even have had to go that route if Eskom was a reliable supplier of electricity. Eskom hasn't been. Not since 2008 has Eskom been a reliable supplier of electricity. It's had all of these 13 years to try and get it right. It hasn't got it right. Consumers, both commercial and private, have had very little choice, really, if they're going to continue running their businesses or continuing their lifestyles, especially in the last year when people are working at home. They've had to invest in all sorts of other alternate electricity supplies, and then Eskom, it seems as though Eskom is saying, well, hold on a minute, we need your money in order to improve infrastructure, but you've had the money until now. So it's unfortunately a tremendous lack of confidence that the consumer has, and almost a lack of trust. How does Eskom go about rebuilding that trust between the consumer and the supplier?
I think maybe what I'm trying to say also from our side, because I cannot speak on behalf of ESCOM.
No, of course not. I
realize ESCOM has got to speak on their behalf.
Sure, absolutely. I appreciate that.
Side of the story and also the side of the consumers that have that may want to.
Well, these are the things that you're balancing really all the time.
That's what we are balancing. But at the end of the day, that's exactly one of the reasons, or in fact, the main reason that we said ESCOM go back to the drawing board. Because at the end of the day, we are trying to encourage people. The government has been making determinations for people to come up and build their own backup systems through solar panels, through wind and every other means. And now, all of a sudden, we want to introduce this, that backup demand charge. Is it fair to your customers? Is it the right thing to do? So can we go back, ESCOM? And then after that, we'll start the conversation, and we can then, maybe in the next financial year, that's when we can then make a decision as to whether we allow the introduction of this demand charge or not to allow it. For now, it's on hold. NERSA is actually taking it back to ESCOM.
In the conversations with ESCOM, is there a recognition around this, around the frustration of consumers?
You see, that's another part of the difficulty that I may have in trying to speak on behalf of ESCOM. But yes, we have actually raised the matter with ESCOM. We said, ESCOM, this is what consumers are saying. But obviously, ESCOM pushing their own agenda, they will always then push back and say, but where do we then get the money to build that infrastructure that that gives those customers the backup that they need on days that they don't have energy? Mm-hmm. So that is the argument out there they're sticking on. But obviously, we are pushing the other side of the argument. And again, though we had already consulted on this, we want to go back to customers because we got a lot of pushbacks from customers on that matter. And we say we are not ready to make a decision based on something that is as big as that, and rather go back and then let us also as NERSA start a new conversation with our own stakeholders, and then we can be in a position to make a more informed decision.
Absolutely fascinating. Brian Sekotlo, Head of Electricity and Pricing and Tariffs at NERSA, at the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. You have a very, very difficult task, and I think we were joking with listeners about erecting a statue. I don't know. I think maybe you deserve one, given the role and given some of the difficulties that you have. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for keeping us informed of what is going on at ESCOM.